On this week's AP Religion Roundup, peaceful Friday prayers in Jerusalem for Ramadan, and evangelicals flock to Israel to support the war. The first Friday prayers of the Muslim sacred month of Ramadan passed without violence at the Al-Aqsa Mosque under tight Israeli security. This comes amid fears that the ongoing Israel-Hamas war would spark clashes in Jerusalem's Old City. In a bid to improve the group's leverage in ongoing ceasefire talks, Hamas militants had called on Palestinians to rise up and challenge Israeli restrictions on entry to the site. But no flare-up occurred after the noon prayers on Friday. An estimated 80,000 worshippers attended the prayers, the highest turnout since Ramadan began Monday. Meanwhile, evangelical Christians have been coming to Israel over the past several months as wartime volunteers. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma has more.
In a lemon orchard in southern Israel, volunteers provide extra hands for farmers struggling to harvest crops. Swiss volunteer Anne-Marie Freen says her evangelical faith has a home in Israel.
It's an honor to serve this land and to be near you, to cry with you, to pray with you, to hope with you, to believe with you.
Since the Israel-Hamas war began 5 months ago, evangelicals have been visiting Israel in growing numbers to volunteer and support the war effort. A volunteer from the Netherlands, Gani van Veen, thinks the world's against Israel, but her church is certainly not.
I know the whole world hates Israel, and I want to say, and we want to say as a group, we love Israel and we stand behind you.
Tourism to Israel has plummeted since October when the war started. Now half of those who do visit come with faith-based groups, authorities say. In the US, support for Israel has become a top priority for evangelical Christians during a presidential election year. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Walter Ratliff.